This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for being here. Another week of interesting interviews. We're going all over the place. A lot of different topics to cover this week. And tomorrow night, out in Winston, the Riverbend Live Concert Series continues with its annual Night of Cowboy Poetry and Western Music. And Sourdough Slim with Robert Armstrong, a couple of the performers, and they join us now. Guys, thanks for being on.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
So, Sourdough, let's start with you. When we talk about the area of Western music, how would you define that?
How would I define Western music?
Yeah.
Well, that's a pretty broad question, but it encompasses songs, you know, about the landscape, the people, the whole tradition and culture of the West, as opposed to country music, which they generally say is more of a, comes from a more of an Appalachian source. So yeah, Western music, I guess, in its broadest form could be said it's music about the West.
And how long have you been involved with it?
My whole life.
Now, how did you end up going that route? I mean, what drew you to that as opposed to your more typical day job?
Well, and I did that too, but, you know, I played music on weekends and whenever I could until I was 40, and then I went full time into music, but yeah.
What was it about the music that drew you in?
Well, I, you know, being a boomer, you know, I grew up in the 50s and cowboy culture, you know, it was not only dominated television with, you know, Westerns and, but, you know, the music was there. And I spent my summers up on our family cattle ranch. So, you know, that was a huge influence on me. And when I was in Southern California, lived in Southern California as well growing up. And we happened to live close to the movie ranches, you know, Oregonville and the Spawn Ranch and these different movie ranches where they filmed the Westerns. And so we got to go to those. And so I was really caught up in the whole thing and pretty much have been my whole life.
So, Robert, what about you? How did you get connected to all this?
Well, I've been playing older styles of music since I was a teenager, pretty much. I played jug band music and ragtime and old-style jazz and loved country music and, of course, cowboys music. So it fit right in.
And was your background similar in terms of being from the West?
I was born in Southern California, just like Slim, which is pretty far west, and also grew up watching old Westerns and Gene Autry, Roy Rogers, Hop On Cassie, all of that was influenced my childhood.
Now, do you feel like this art form, this genre of music, do you see it being more popular in rural areas or in the western U.S. as opposed to maybe some other parts of the country?
Yeah, I would think so. You know, generally, a lot of the festivals that we do and stuff are sometimes in rural locations. You know, take Elko, Nevada, which has the biggest cowboy cultural events going these days, you know, out in the middle of nowhere.
And talk about that Elko event, because that is like legendary.
It is. Yeah, that's the granddaddy of the cowboy poetry and music festivals. It's been going since 1985, and it really was, I think, instrumental in in kicking off this whole renaissance of cowboy culture.
And what kind of crowds do you see at Elko?
Well, it's pretty diverse, but, you know, yeah, generally an older audience, you know, people 60, 70s. But there are a lot of younger people that are getting hip to this music and this whole culture. And so you see them as well. And, of course, Elko does a good job of bringing in a lot of really up-and-coming great young performers that love this music and keeping it going.
For the younger people that are getting involved in it, what do you think is getting them interested in it?
I think they listen to it and they go, this is good stuff. I want to do this.
But it's so different than anything they would hear today in other genres.
Yeah, true. Very true. Yeah. But, you know, it's good music, and they may identify with it because maybe they live in the West, or maybe they had relatives that were involved in, you know, working on ranches or whatever. And maybe they do, too, because a lot of the younger people that are keeping this tradition going are coming from ranching families, ranching traditions.
So, Sourdough, I want to play Hesitation Blues. Tell me a little bit about that one.
Okay, Hesitation Blues. When was that first recorded, Robert?
Well, back in the 1920s, I think. Earliest recordings. I think the tune may go back to like 1915 or something. It's been a workhorse of a song that a lot of people have covered, whether in country music or jazz, early jazz, and blues.
Yeah, I think I first heard it maybe Milton Brown and his Musical Brownies, which was a very popular Western swing band in the 1930s. But like Robert said, it was recorded by not only Western swing bands, but jazz bands and all kinds of people, country blues.
We're going to hear it now. Just stay on the phone, and we'll continue our conversation here on Inside Douglas County.
I woke up this morning looking for my shoes. I looked behind the trunk, I found a hesitation blues. Lord, tell me how long.
Tell me how long.
Will I have to wait?
Will I have to wait?
Can I get you now? Must I hesitate? I'm a-going to the river, gonna sit right down. And if the blues would take me out, you've been and drown. Lord, tell me how long.
Tell me how long.
Will I have to wait?
Will I have to wait?
Can I get you now? Must I hesitate? I'll play that thing. I got a woman, got a sweetheart too. My woman don't love me, but my sweetheart do. Lord, tell me how long.
Tell me how long.
Will I have to wait?
Will I have to wait?
Can I get you now? Must I hesitate? If the ocean was whiskey, I was a duck. I dive to the bottom, but I never come up. Lord, tell me how long.
Tell me how long.
Will I have to wait?
Will I have to wait?
Can I get you now? Must I hesitate? Oh, a nickel is a nickel, dime is a dime. I need a new gal, mine won't mind. Lord, tell me how long.
Tell me how long.
Will I have to wait?
Will I have to wait?
Can I get you now? Must I hesitate? I went up the mountain and I peeped through a hole. I saw a little monkey doing a sweet jelly roll. Lord, tell me how long.
Tell me how long.
Will I have to wait?
Will I have to wait?
Can I get you now? Must I hesitate? Hey. like to see my gal. She wouldn't let me in. She had to have company and I had to come again. But Lordy, tell me how long.
Tell me how long.
Will I have to wait?
Will I have to wait?
Can I get you now? Must I hesitate? I'm a-going to the river, take a rocking chair. The blues overtake me, rock away from there. Lordy, tell me how long.
Tell me how long.
Will I have to wait?
Will I have to wait?
Can I get you now? Must I hesitate?
That is Hesitation Blues, Sourdough Slim and Robert Armstrong with us. We're going to continue the conversation in just a moment. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1246 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson at 1. Shannon Sebastian as your cue coming up at 4 o'clock on Inside Douglas County tomorrow afternoon as part of the Sasquatch Festival. The Bigfoot Expert Experience will be happening in, tomorrow night at the Douglas County Fairgrounds. And one of the foremost experts on Sasquatch, on Bigfoot, is a professor from Idaho State University, Dr. Jeff Meldrum, will be coming in to speak at that, and he will be on Inside Douglas County tomorrow afternoon at 12:30. So listen for that on tomorrow's program. Right now we're talking about Riverbend Live happening tomorrow night out in Winston. Sourdough Slim with Robert Armstrong on with us. Now, Sourdough, do you guys generally perform together? Do you each perform separately or a little bit of both?
Well, I do a solo show as well, but lately not as much. Mostly the shows I do are with Robert. I really enjoy that. And Robert plays with a variety of other musicians as well. Robert was a founding member of the infamous R. Crumb and Cheap Suit Serenaders, and which they played a lot of great early jazz and blues and novelty stuff, and were very popular in their time back in the 70s and 80s. Were you?
Yeah. We like to think we were playing the old style stuff, kind of string band music. We were influenced by 78 records that we collected from the period.
Wow. And just to think about, just mentally thinking about 78 records, and it's interesting because in music, as you probably know, last year, vinyl outsold CDs, and of course, digital is kind of the way it's all going now, but there's certainly renewed interest in vinyl.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. And Robert is, has friends that he, collaborates with that are, you know, younger guys that really get into collecting 78s and the old music from the 20s and 30s.
How hard is it to find something that old in good playable condition?
Well, that's could be a big mission in your life. You have to be kind of a fanatic, but they're out there and there's other people that collect them, and finding these old records is before they had vinyl records, they had shellac records. They're made out of shellac, and they're very brittle. And but a lot have survived, and there's a lot of people are very enthusiastic about collecting them. That's and true. They trade and wheel and deal.
Interesting.
Old records.
So, Sourdough, I want to play Sunset Trail. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the Sunset Trail, I learned that song from a recording by a group called the Hillbillies, which they were from England, and England was, they were also very crazy about the Western music back in the 1930s. So they recorded the Sunset Trail back in the 1930s, and I got it off of a recording of theirs.
believe that the writers of that song were also from England, but they were all really inspired by the singing cowboys and everything that was culturally going on in that respect from the United States.
All right, let's give it a listen.
Sunset Trail leads to Sunset Valley. Cottonwoods grow by the stream. On the Sunset Ranch, back in Sunset Valley, I'll soon be living a dream. I'm riding down the Sunset Trail, and it's getting pretty near to Roundup. I'm dreaming as I go. A gal I used to know, I'm riding down the Sunset Trail. Every mile along the Sunset Trail brings me nearer to familiar faces. I'm singing all the way, it's a lovely day today, riding down the Sunset Trail. Hey-o, pit-o, gallop along. Why did we roam? Hey, oh, pedo. Gallop along, gallop along. Follow your nose for home. I'm riding down the Sunset Trail. Always getting pretty near to Roundup. Dreaming as I go. Gal I used to know. Oh, riding down the Sunset Trail. Sunset Trail brings me nearer to familiar faces. I'm singing all the way, a lovely day today. I'm riding down the Sunset Trail. Yeah, I'm riding down the Sunset Trail.
Sunset Trail and Sourdough Slim, Robert Armstrong with us, about a minute and a half left. So, guys, what can we expect at this Riverbend live show with you tomorrow night?
We're going to do our favorite cowboy western songs, and we're really looking forward to doing the show with Randy Raymond, who's really a fabulous cowboy poet and a great musician his own right. So we'll probably do something together with Randy. And yeah, it's going to be a great evening of cowboy and Western music and cowboy poetry. So yeah, I think it's going to be a great show with Randy and the two of us. We'll give him the stuff.
Now, plus some humor. There'll be some laughs involved too.
Yeah.
We make it fun.
And Sourdough, you have been there before. Robert, have you?
Never been there before. First time for me.
All right. So that will be interesting tomorrow night. And, of course, of all the concerts and the events out at the Riverbend Live Series, one of our biggest crowds, if not the biggest crowd, is usually the Cowboy Poetry Western Music Night out there. So a lot of folks expect it. It begins at 7 at Winston's Riverbend Park. More information, of course, is online at riverbendlive.org. Sourdough Slim and Robert Armstrong on with us, guys. We're out of time, but thanks for being on.
Thank you, Kyle.
Thank you.
We appreciate it, and we'll see you out there at the Riverbend Live.
All right, 1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.